Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One and Other. The date today is the 11th of September 2009 and the time is 7:10 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name's Sarah Hilton, I'm 30 years old and I originally come from New Zealand but I live in Battersea in London.
Lovely, and how are you today?
I'm good.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
I think I saw it online or I saw it on television somewhere and it just really captured my imagination and I thought, wow, what a great idea to have, I guess normal members of the public just standing on a plinth. So I just thought, what a fantastic idea and a great way to sort of engage, you know, everybody with a fantastic landmark in London.
And so when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour on it?
I'd kind of already thought about it because I'd mentioned to, I think, my husband that I'd applied. And I said, if I get it, I'm going to dress up as a monkey and dance around on the plinth. And they all sort of thought that was quite funny. And then when I did get it, I just thought, well, I'm going to go with the first idea. So.
What inspired this idea, do you think? Where did it come from?
I've always liked doing monkey noises and I've always liked just the idea of monkeys. I think they're quite sort of mischievous and fun sort of animals. And my niece in New Zealand, she and I often speak on the phone as if we're monkeys, so it kind of just came into my mind, you know, straight away, and I thought, well, that would be, you know, just fun. I like monkeys and I like making the noise, so I'll just go off on the plinth and do that without thinking about it too much. Yeah.
And how are you feeling about doing this now that you're actually here?
I was a little bit anxious this morning at work. I think the last couple of days as it sort of dawned on me that the whole thing's happening, I'm thinking an hour could be actually quite a long time to sort of monkey around on a plinth as such, but I've got some friends coming along with me, so hopefully I can interact with them, and the way I feel about it is you can kind of go up there and do what you feel like, so yeah.
And what kind of experience are you hoping to get out of taking part in One Another overall, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Overall, I think it's nice to feel like you were part of something that was quite original and that really captured the imagination of everybody. You know, in London at the time, I mean, people have been talking about this, people who I've mentioned it to, you know, they knew what I was talking about straight away. And so I think, you know, I think how wonderful to just wander into Trafalgar Square and see somebody doing something, you know, a little bit unusual up on the plinth, and a normal member of the public, I think is great. So the overall experience I hope to get, I guess, is to feel like I was part of something that was a bit of a first in London maybe, and a bit different really, yeah.
And what do your friends and family think about you going on the plinth?
I think I'm a wee bit crazy, but I guess in a good way. You know, they've been really supportive and they've thought, what a great idea. And all my family in New Zealand and some people in Sydney are going to be going online to watch me live. So, you know, I'll have a bit of a worldwide audience, I guess.
Can I ask you now to say a little bit about yourself, mm-hmm. to kind of talk a little bit about you? First of all, I'll ask you maybe what are your passions? What are your passions in life?
So, I mean, art is definitely one of my passions. Right from when I was, from when I can first ever remember, I was painting. And, you know, I was always encouraged a lot by teachers, you know, that I grew up with in primary school. And so that's always formed a really strong part of my identity, even if it's not something that I've gone on to practice professionally, if you like. So, you know, I've always sort of, people ask me, what do you do? I almost feel a little bit hesitant to say, you know, this is what I do for a job, because, I've always felt that art has really defined me, and it's something I'm extremely passionate about, and I love it, you know, visual art in particular, I think. But something like this, performance art, I think is wonderful as well. Mm.
And what kind of art do you like?
I was always quite interested in surrealism when I was growing up. That was probably the first thing I can ever remember having my imagination captured by. I remember actually reading through an Encyclopedia Britannica and I saw the word macabre and I was like, what does that mean? You know, I sort of read a reference and it said as in surrealism and Salvador Dali, and I thought, oh, fantastic, and I kind of got into that, you know, sort of side of art. So I guess that's probably one thing that you know, I really get quite interested by. But just generally, I think anybody who wants to express themselves in that way, I think art is so important, you know, in terms of society, that, you know, that really makes me excited.
And you mentioned that you paint yourself. Mm. What kind of work do you paint?
All sorts of different things, really. I mean, I got into more portraiture and that sort of thing, you know, mostly because I think that people are really interested in seeing, you know, your idea of what they look like and that sort of thing. And I think you can really capture a lot more of who a person is, you know, through a painting than you can maybe sometimes with a photograph, you know, in a lot of cases. Of course, you have some talented photographers that I think can show you an angle of somebody, but painting is kind of like another level to that altogether, I think. And so I was working on a bit of a project at home where I'd sort of taken some of the, like, the calling cards and the photographs left in the phone boxes around London of prostitutes and things like that, and thought I'll try and make that into some sort of art, because I think it's interesting that these things get sort of taken down when actually I think they have an artistic value as well.
And what did you do with those?
I'm working on that at the moment. I'll be working on it for quite a while. Just to sort of take those and maybe put them into a slightly different context, like with maybe pop art or, you know, even science fiction and things like that, and just giving a whole other element to get people to maybe look at those in a slightly different way. Yes, they're seedy and it represents a seedy and maybe dirty part of London, but at the same time, you know, there can be beauty and I think some interesting things, you know, in there as well.
And what else are you kind of passionate about aside from art?
I think in general I'm just passionate about people being able to do, you know, what they want to do in life. I think Monday to Friday, you know, you spend your day working, probably most likely for somebody else, doing maybe something you're not so interested in, you know, but you put your time and effort into it anyway. So, you know, for me, coming to do this was almost a bit like, I'm going to take an hour and just do something silly that I feel like doing just for the sake of it. And I think that's quite powerful because you rarely get the opportunity.
How would you describe yourself?
I describe myself as, I think, quite an easygoing, you know, fun sort of person. I don't tend to get upset about too much in life. I try as much as I possibly can to just, you know, I think, take an easy approach to things and not get too stressed about stuff. Sometimes you get those things forced on you, so it's nice, I think, to take a step back and just go, oh, I'm not going to worry about what this person thinks or that person thinks, or even maybe what I sort of think about what I'm doing. I'm just going to get on with it, I think. Like with the plinth as well, I mean, I was really excited about it initially, and then as it came closer and I started to look at the website and see what other people were doing, I started to put pressure on myself, thinking, they've done this, I'm going to have to do something better, or they've done something similar to what I did, I can't do it now. And then I thought, you know, no, just stick with what you wanted to do in the first place, because that's, you know, really the reason and the passion behind it.
And you're living in Battersea now.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
How long have you been living in London?
I've been living in London for almost 10 years now, and I've been living there for about sort of 8.5, 9 years.
And what brings you to the UK?
Well, actually, just a friend of mine sort of said to me, you know, I think I was almost at about turn 20 at the time, and she said to me, oh, I'm thinking about going over to England. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. I said, I've been working really hard. I haven't had a holiday in, you know, like a few years. And she goes, oh, no, I was thinking about staying there. I was like, oh, I didn't know that you could do that. I was like, oh, okay, we'll go over there. I was meant to be here for 2 years on a working holiday visa, and I've ended up staying for 10. So I met my husband-to-be, as it were, about a year after I got here, and that was it. So it was made me stuck here.
And how are you finding life in the UK?
I mean, I like it. I really like London. You know, I think there's so much going on here, and it makes me question, as much as I do love New Zealand, you know, could I really go back and live in like Wellington, or actually where I was originally from, Invercargill, is a much smaller place. And I wonder, could I really go back and live somewhere that small? I don't know. You know, so it's always a bit of a question. But you know, I like the idea of experiencing different things everywhere I go. I like the idea of just living in different places and just, you know, seeing, because you never know what you're going to like, really.
Yeah. And what's it like where you come from in New Zealand?
The town I was born in is quite, well, it's reasonably small. I mean, when I say to people in New Zealand, they think of the countryside, but it's not. It was a city, but it's a pretty small city. It's a population of about 50,000 people, which when I go along to football now, I think I'm sitting in a stadium with as many people as my hometown has as a population, so it kind of, you know, freaks me out a wee bit. But I mean, I really enjoyed it because I felt like growing up, you know, you had the chance to go out into the countryside or just generally go out on the streets and play with your friends, and, you know, your parents let you wander off and they, you know, they didn't really care. You came home at tea time and, you know, that wasn't really a problem. And I don't know if that's just a New Zealand thing or maybe things have just changed in the last few years and people don't tend to do that anymore, I don't know. But that's something I really appreciated about growing up, and it makes me think, I don't know if I'd want to bring up children in London, although there's a lot of great things about it, which I think are, you know, there's important things you can learn about life from living in London. But, you know, growing up, I think, you know, New Zealand was a good place. I had that freedom.
And are you happy to stay in the UK now?
Yeah, I mean, I'd never say never about anything, you know, in life. I don't know where, you know, where things are going to take you. But I mean, I've got my mum living in Sydney now, and my sister and my dad and someone living in Wellington in New Zealand. And, you know, the ideal for me would be that I could just travel between all those places and do something. But it's about finding something commercially that supports that. So, yeah.
And what do you do for a living now?
I'm a business development manager for an internet company. So, you know, I mean, it's a good job. And, you know, obviously it's great to sort of work with different people and to get the opportunity to work for a big company and feel like you're contributing toward that. So I think that's, I mean, everyone has to work basically, don't they? So, you know, it's, if you can find something you enjoy doing, then I think you're very lucky.
Do you enjoy what you do?
Most of the time, yeah. But I would say most of the time I do. Of course, everyone has days when they think, oh, I wish I didn't have to get up and really, you know, do that. But, of course, you've got to appreciate the situation that you're given.
And what experiences do you think have shaped you into the person you are sitting here today?
Gosh, that's a really hard question. I guess just generally growing up and having people say, no, you should do this, or no, you should do that, and just thinking about those things. And I guess the thing that shaped me into the person I am is just thinking in general about what sort of forces come against you to make you take the path that you do. And, you know, they're not always in your control, but you've got to do what you're given, basically, I think. And whatever that is, you've got to make the best of it. It's your life. You've got to live it for you.
And what are your ambitions in life?
So I think my ambition, really, I mean, I'd love to be in a position where I could just, probably practice art a lot more often than I do at the moment. And, as I said, if I could find myself, you know, a commercial job that would allow me to travel around to all the places that I'd like to spend time in, then that would be the ideal for me. But I'm yet to sort of find what that is, but I'm still looking.
Okay. And what do you think about this project?
I think it's brilliant. It's such a brilliant idea. I think it's great to get, you know, Joe Public to stand up on the plinth in Trafalgar Square. It's really, you know, I mean, everyone knows Trafalgar Square all around the world. So the idea of just getting people to come along and stand there and do whatever they feel like, I think, is wonderful. And I just hope that too many people don't feel pressure to do something that maybe, you know, they didn't feel in their gut that's what they wanted to do. And I hope they don't feel like, you know, they're pressured into sending a message if maybe they just wanted to stand there and have a look around and see what everybody else looked like.
And is there anything else you would like to mention about yourself or anything you'd like to say about taking part in one another?
Nothing, just that I think, I feel really pleased that I've taken this opportunity. I feel very lucky that I was even picked in the first place, and I love the idea that the whole thing was random. Instead of asking people what they were going to do before they, you know, got given the place, I think that's a really important element of the whole project, and, I think I just feel lucky, basically.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem, thank you.